there's a train to come. Don't need no baggage, you just get on board. Now all you need is faith to hear the diesels hum. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Welcome to New Hope for Today with Pastor Tom Belhai, a broadcast ministry of New Hope Church ECO in Washington, Pennsylvania. New Hope Church is dedicated to bringing you sound biblical teaching, the truth of God's Word. So get ready for your New Hope for today.
I'm going to turn to Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm going to read from verses 14 to 21. Hear now the Word of God. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making an appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Thus says the Word of God. Let's go to God in prayer. Holy Spirit, we know that your indwelling allows us to understand Scripture, that you keep it crisp and clear to us, Lord, that you just take these words and you make them perfect in our hearts, that we hear your voice today, that we don't ignore it, that our lives are changed in some way to better walk the walk of Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Representatives. There's a lot of different examples of representatives. We have in Pennsylvania a House of... We have in Congress the Senate and the House of Representatives. And in the Senate and in the House, they are representatives of the people. They are supposed to exercise the will of the people as their representatives. But there are several other kinds of representations as well. You represent yourself. When you are in the workforce, when you are out in your family, when you are with friends, when you are in church, when you are walking down the street, when you are in the store shopping, you represent yourself, what you're all about. If you are a Christian, then you ought to represent yourself in a Christ-like manner. But it goes further than that, because when you are out in public, when you are out with other people, when you are out in school, when you are anywhere at all, you represent also your family. Your children who go out and say and do the things they do are a direct representation back onto the family, aren't they? It's a good thing my mother's not here, because I know I failed in so many ways to represent my family well when I was young. You represent your school. You represent your workplace. Representation is just a fact of life. And you here who are covenant partners in this church, you represent this church. So when you are out and about and people know where you go and they know who you are and they know the church that you belong to, you are a representation of the church. And as we talked about last week, because you believe in Jesus Christ, because you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit who sits in and around you, you are constantly a representation of God to others. In your actions, in what you say, in what you do, Holy Spirit is always with you. And so you are a new creation who God reconciled to himself in Christ so that through God, whom you represent, you implore others to be reconciled to God. That's how it works. The gospel message of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ is shared from one Christian to another. The most effective sharing of the gospel representation of Christ is through infectious Christianity. Sharing person to person. So in our scripture reading, Christ's death on the cross was not meaningless. It wasn't something that just happened 2,000 years ago and we don't think about it. It was meaningful. In 2 Corinthians 5, 14, 15, and 21, for Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, in verse 21, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. You see, as we look back into the Old Testament, 1,400 years before Jesus ever came on the face of the earth, Moses instructed the people to sacrifice a lamb and to take the blood of that lamb and put it on the lintel and the doorposts so that the angel of death would pass over them. 600 years before that, even, 2000 B.C., Abraham was on Mount Moriah, the very place where Jesus was crucified, ready to sacrifice Isaac. You remember that story? And God stilled his hand because of the faith of Abraham and the covenant of that faith and promise to him. And who provided the sacrifice? God. The ram in the bushes, right? When Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command not to eat of the fruit of the tree, they hid themselves in shame and sin. You remember the story. And they covered themselves in what? Fig leaves. But the proper covering for sin required a sacrifice. And so an animal was sacrificed. And they wore the skins of the animal. And who provided the sacrifice? God provided the sacrifice. It's God's plan to reconcile his people to himself. A perfect and blameless sacrifice had to be made. The Messiah to come would be this suffering servant, even unto death on the cross. We read in Isaiah, 700 years before Christ was born. In Isaiah 53, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all, the sin of us all. Christ's death on the cross was meaningful and had purpose and has purpose in our life today. Messiah, the Savior who was going to usher in this revealing, necessary truth 2,000 years ago. That by following His way, you can have new life. Now, I've heard this in different circles, and oftentimes when I preach on this and this idea of sacrifice, it's kind of like this. This pastor, I don't like all this talk about sacrifice and blood and death. But I would ask you to consider this, that we experience that every single day. The very nature and the business of life and living reflects this unavoidable truth that for you to live, something has to die. It is a fact of life. For the hamburger you cook, right? For the bacon you eat, I mean, that just doesn't magically appear on the store shelves. If you get what I mean. The one thing that boggles my mind is chicken wings. Because, I mean, think about it. You go to, you know, what's the place, the new place?
Buffalo Wings,
yeah. And, you know, there's wing places all over. Think about me, chickens. You know, every two little wings, you got a chicken. Thousands of chickens had to be sacrificed for you to eat, for you to live. You know, the bread that I ate this morning was made from kernels of wheat that were plucked from the stalk that gave it its life. And the bread I consumed is a result of the death of the kernel. You know, your physical nourishment comes from some sacrifice, from something somewhere. But here's the thing, see, you must take it and you must consume it. It's the same way, beloved, for spiritual nourishment. It's the same way. God Himself provided the sacrifice in Jesus, the very bread of life, who brings you new life in Romans chapter 3, verse 23 through 25. For all have sinned, right, and fall short. What? Of the glory of God. Yes. And are justified freely, though, by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Him, that is Jesus, as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. So Jesus, then, is the true bread of life. If you read John chapter 6, you'll see all that. Jesus' sacrifice can give you spiritual nourishment if through faith you take Him in. That you consume all that He came for and was about. Amen? But a lot of people think, well, gee, why should I do that? That sounds crazy to me. I mean, I don't get what you're talking about. This whole idea of taking Jesus in, that somehow I have new life. In the book of Genesis, human beings are set apart as a special creation of God. A special creation of God. Nothing else like it. Made in His image and likeness. Purposeful beings, in other words. Beings with purpose. Made of physical bodies and spiritual souls. Connected then together to their Creator. And when Adam sinned as a representative of humanity, we were separated from God. Fallen human beings live in this wilderness, this Good Friday world of death and destruction and evil and misery. Fallen human beings live with a spiritual disease, with a hole in their heart that yearns to be filled in some way. in the still of the night, when you consider it, when you think about it, when you're lying in bed, you know that you are physical for sure and you are spiritual beings. And there's only one way to be made whole, and that is by the grace of God. Salvation is for your comfort, for your reconciliation back to God. Romans 7, 24 and 25. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? Messiah would usher in this revealing and necessary truth that by following his way, you can have new life. It's awesome, it's amazing, and it is true. Can I get a robust amen? Is that right? Salvation through faith in Christ is going to give you new life. In John chapter 3, we know this isn't something that just pastors and create. It is something that is true in Scripture. You can't get away from it. There aren't multiple ways to the mountaintop, beloved. There aren't many paths that get you in to heaven. There is one. In John 3:3, Jesus declares, I tell you the truth that no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. John 3:16, you know very well, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. In 17, which we don't talk about very much, because God didn't send his Son in the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. There was purpose in Jesus' death 2,000 years ago. In Acts 4:12, salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. In Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. In Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. There is a spiritual rebirth. There is newness of life, and it is through faith in Jesus Christ. You believe that? Ephesians chapter 2, 8, 9, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And that's not of yourselves, it's a free gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And we come back to our scripture. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. To us, there is a spiritual, supernatural transformation that takes place in the life of those who truly believe in Jesus. Your worldly perspective changes. You begin to see through eyes of faith. You are a new creation with a new life. In Romans 6:4, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. New birth, new life, new creation, new self. It is a fact. It is a spiritual fact. Beyond doubt. And here it is. You are the living gospel message of Christ. Back to representation. You are the living gospel message of what a new life is supposed to look like. What a new life does look like. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but what? Christ lives in me. The life that I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You, beloved, are God's representatives. You are called to share your new life in Christ with the world. All those in your sphere of influence, at work, at school, in a team, with your family, with your friends. You are a walking, living gospel, a representative of God. In 2 Corinthians 5, 20 and 21, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. As though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. An ambassador is a representative. Right? An ambassador is a representative where? If I am an ambassador from the United States, an ambassador is a representative right to a foreign country. Jesus said that you are in the world, but you are not, that we are strangers in a strange land. That we are ambassadors. In other words, we are representatives of God in a foreign country. In a country of the world where we are to be salt and light to others. We live in this Good Friday world, sort of, if you want to look at it that way. But we're an Easter people. Amen? We're filled with the message of hope, good news, new life, spiritual rebirth. You, beloved, are God's spokesperson. You are an ambassador, a representative. You are God's way of appealing to the world. And he does this through his children, who he sends out from his house, from his assembly, the church, imploring others to be reconciled to God. By his grace, through faith in Christ Jesus. And so in conclusion, in Scripture alone, we read of God's plan to bring you into his family by his grace alone. So that through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, you may be reconciled to your Creator for God's glory. Alone. Amen. Beloved, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. He is your spiritual nourishment, the very bread of life, who gives you new life. Jesus was sent to live a perfect life, to be a perfect sacrifice for your sins and mine, and to rise to new life as King forever. You are a new creation who God reconciled to himself in Christ, so that through God, whom you represent, you implore others to be reconciled to God. The gospel message of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, your revelation is awesome. You give it to us. It is here. All we have to do, Lord, is read it. All we have to do is base our lives on it. All we have to do is approach you in faith, Lord. And if we do that, you will be faithful. That our hearts will be changed. That we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And become new creations, that we are your representatives, your ambassadors to a dark and dying world, Lord. It is wonderful to be accounted as a child of the living God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for listening to New Hope for Today with Pastor Tom Belhigh and New Hope Church ECO in Washington, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church home, please come and visit this Sunday at 11 a.m. For more, check out newhopechurcheco.org or call 724-222-7490. If you've been encouraged by today's message, please prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner at newhopechurcheco.org. Your one-time tax-deductible gift or regular monthly support is greatly appreciated and will help keep this program on the air, bringing new hope to the Pittsburgh region. Love God, love others. That's what New Hope Church is all about. New hope, new life, new family, new mission, all in Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in next week for more New Hope for Today. Until then, may God bless you.